the Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your nerd, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have guests from the Vancouver Fan Expo. We have comic book artists Ian Boothby and Pia Guerra. And we also have the guys from Bucketheads, A Star Wars Story. All right, but first, let's talk about what's happening around town. Because there's so many things to do, right? Well, if you love the blues, Sue Foley is coming to the Rio Theater Friday, March 11th at 7:30, and you can get tickets at riotheater.ca. All right, let's check out Hurricane Girl right here on CJSF.
Lost your heart. Now you don't know what just hit you. Your whole world's in a spin. You'll rue the day you heard my name. In. You may never, never see.
Thumpin' Hell, y'all. That was Viper Central. They're playing at the Guilt & Co. March 21st at 9 p.m. Now, if you're looking for something a little heavier,
No Light Escapes.
They're playing at Bully Studio March 12th at 6 p.m. Here's Cascade featuring Alex Badger right here on CJSF. Whoa, are you awake now? Okay, so of modern architecture, they're also playing at Bully Studio March 12th. You can get tickets at orangetickets.ca, and they're playing at Bully Studio. That's located at 67 6th Street in New Westminster. And you know what? Bully's is also a great place. Like, it's a rehearsal space, you know, and their prices are super, super reasonable. If you just want a place to practice by yourself, $12 an hour, right? So $12 an hour is so reasonable. If you have a band, $20 an hour. What a deal, right? If you need larger rooms, you can ask them, and I'm sure the prices go up from there. But yeah, check them out, Bully Studio. Okay, next we have Ian and Pia's interview after the break.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Welcome, Ian, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Ian Boothby. I make comic books and stuff.
Awesome.
Like this and that.
I love it. And this one is called Sparks. Tell me about it.
It's about two cats that want to be heroes. No one takes cats seriously as heroes. So they dress themselves up as a dog and become the greatest dog hero in the world. Save the world from an evil alien baby.
Fantastic. And what sparked your interest when you started drawing?
Well, I started off both drawing and writing. Mm-hmm. And I was telling stories about myself, an autobiographical comic called I. Used to do a newspaper in town called Terminal City. And then I made friends with some other artists, like Nina Matsumoto, who I work with on Sparks, and Giselle Legacy, who I work with on Extra Sisters. And now I jam with them. And also with my wife, Pia Guerra, we do a daily strip called Mannequin on the Moon.
Mannequin on the Moon.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, do you listen to local musicians here in Vancouver?
I listen to one of my favorite musicians is David M. of No Fun.
Yeah. have you been here?
I've been here every time they've invited me, so for quite a few years. I live in Vancouver, so this is really convenient, and it's just great catching up with everyone here. We haven't seen each other for about 2 years, so this has been a real treat.
How did you get into The Simpsons?
Well, I was a big fan of Matt Groening's Life in Hell comic strip. It was a big inspiration for my comic strip, which I used to do for a local paper called Terminal City. And then I got to meet a lot of the editors for Bongo Comics when I was in California. Gave them some of my work. They liked my work. And over time, I became the main writer on both The Simpsons and Futurama comics. Then over time after that, a lot of local Vancouver people started working on The Simpsons comics, like James Lloyd, John Delaney, who's over there. There he is. And Nina Matsumoto, who I work with on Sparks.
Awesome.
And so there was a really big Vancouver contingent putting together Simpsons and Futurama work.
Okay. Now, if you had to pick a character from The Simpsons, who would you be?
I love Lisa Simpson.
Me
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Okay. And how about Futurama?
Futurama, I'd say probably my favorite is Zoidberg.
Zoidberg.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on the show. Wham bam.
East fan.
Yeah, baby. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Pia Guerra, and I am an artist. I have worked in comic books as a gag cartoonist for The New Yorker, as an editorial cartoonist for various sites, including The Nib and also The Washington Post. I do, what else do I do?
Mannequin on the Moon.
Mannequin on the Moon!
Yes!
My husband, Ian Boothby, who writes it. We make these gag cartoons every day.
Every day. Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. Now, what can you tell, any tips for students who are trying to become an artist? What can you tell them?
Be stubborn.
Be stubborn.
Yeah, just have patience, be stubborn, keep plowing through. Don't get intimidated if something isn't working out. Yeah, you have to figure it out like a puzzle. It's either a puzzle you're going to set aside and never pick up again, or it's one that you just keep cracking at it until you get it.
Right.
That's the hardest thing for a lot of artists is like, they think they see it in their head, but they
yes.
can't get it on the paper or in whatever they want to do it as, and they walk away. It's like, don't walk away, and you can do this.
Right.
Keep at it.
I see. Okay, then just tell us about your book here.
This one's
The Last Man.
Why the Last Man is the story of York and his pet monkey, and he finds out he's the last carrier of a Y chromosome on the planet Earth. Everyone else has dropped dead except for XX. So you have basically a lot of women and a lot of and him. And so he's just trying to get to his girlfriend in Australia, and the whole landscape has changed, and he pairs up with a secret agent and a cloning specialist, and they're trying to figure out partly what caused this big break, but he just wants to get to his girlfriend.
Mm. Okay, and then this one over here. Safe Space. You were telling me about this
one.
Yes,
I did the cover for this book. It's for a friend of mine who is a stunt performer, and he wrote a memoir about his experiences with child abuse in the Catholic Church and how Star Wars saved his life. He was going through this really tough time as a really small child, and then he stumbled into a movie theater playing Star Wars. And it completely changed how he was viewing things, and it gave him strength and courage, and he got out of that abusive situation, and it has continued to help him all through his life. He did a wonderful one-man show about it in Granville Island, and it was beautiful. I loved the show, and then when he was writing a book and he was asking around if anyone knew someone who can do a cover, I was like, I jumped at it because like I loved what he wrote, I loved what he put out there, and I wanted to help him.
And we love what you do, Pia.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
East Fan.
Yeah, baby. Woohoo!
That was some of the members of the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra doing the cover of the Cantina song. We also played The Warp Zone doing the Simpsons cover featuring Breezy Voices. And hey, what did you guys dress up for Fan Expo? I dressed up as Ghostbusters this year, so let's play a Ghostbusters song. Here's Dub FX. He did a street performance in Vancouver back in 2012.
There's something strange in the neighborhood. Now who's gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Now there's something weird, and I don't know who. Who's gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something strange in the neighborhood. Who's gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird, and I don't know who.
Don't go.
Yes, that was an amazing Vancouver band called Runaway 4. And yeah, they do video game medleys. What? All right, next we have an interview with the Bucketheads after the break. And I did say Bucketheads with a B. B, people, B.
Computers, tablets, smartphones, even the smallest devices can have a huge environmental impact. The harmful materials used to make electronic devices can leak into our waterways and pollute the air we breathe. Throwing old technology in the trash could mean game over for the planet. When your old electronics die, don't just throw them away. Donate them for reuse or recycling. At Free Geek Vancouver, electronics are recycled as locally and as sustainably as possible. Free Geek provides job skills, training, internet access, and free or low-cost computers to the public. Donate your electronics to Free Geek to prevent e-waste from doing extra damage and help your old technology find its new home. To learn more about how you can level up your sustainability game, visit freegeekvancouver.org. That's freegeekvancouver.org.
Go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage. Rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end know dark is right. Because their words had forked no lightning. They do not go gentle into that good night. Rage. Rage against the dying of the light. Grave men near death who see with blinding sight. Curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late they grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage. Rage against the dying of the light.
Welcome, Bucketheads, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Marco Bossa. I'm one of the co-creators and showrunners of Bucketheads.
I'm Andy Brown. I'm the other co-creator and showrunner of Bucketheads.
I'm Caleb Friesen. I am construction coordinator with Bucketheads.
We're here at Fan Expo. Tell me a little bit about Bucketheads.
So Bucketheads is a fan Star Wars series that's free to watch on YouTube. It follows a band of stormtroopers as they navigate the changing world after the Battle of Endor takes us all the way to the Battle of Jakku, which is the downfall of the Empire, told from the Imperial perspective.
Awesome, and I'm digging your shirt there.
Thank you, that's where we're going next.
Perfect. All right, now talk about Fan Expo. Is this your first one, or we were here from the beginning?
This is actually our second year at Fan Expo, Fan Expo 2022. It's been way bigger than we've ever done this before, so we got the TIE Fighter behind us this year. People can take photos in there. We had a number of people come through. Paul Lee, Emily Swallow,
Ming-Na Wen.
We've had so many people come through. These guys have been phenomenal, and we're going to go bigger and bigger every year we get to do this.
All right, now let's talk about your studio.
I'm Caleb Friesen. I run and manage Inside Out Film Studios as well as Starport Music Studio.
Awesome.
I also film with these guys in Bucketheads, and I'm lead singer of Kepler's Sun.
So Caleb, how long did it take for you to do your costume?
For Bucketheads, my Stormtrooper costume is an Anavos kit that I purchased as a raw kit, and I've put probably about I'd say about 3 weeks worth of work steadily into that kid over a period of different months. Every time we shoot with Bucketheads, I always have to put more time into it by fixing it because, I've fallen down the stairs, I've fallen in the forest, and it's constantly maintaining. I always got to maintain it. It's like a sports car. You got to keep tuning it up and getting it ready for each shoot.
People can find your show on YouTube.
That's right. You can also go to Bucketheads-series.com. That's our website. And also the Patreon at
Twin Sun Film Foundation.
Beautiful.
And then have you ever thought about going on the big screen?
I mean, every single day of our lives. Yeah. We're just waiting for that phone call from Disney. Disney, we're waiting.
We're waiting. Call us.
Big or small.
Big or small, that's right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
East Fan.
Yeah, baby. Woo!
Thank you.
That was Sky by Kepler Sun with lead singer Caleb Friesen. What? All right, it's time to end the show. I want to thank all of my guests for participating, and I want to thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Meddy. We're going to end the show with Melanie Decker. She has a show coming up March 25th at Guilt & Co. And I know the world seems a little bit crazy these days, so I just want to send my love to everyone out there. Love you guys, and I'll see you all next week. Good night.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last to the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. Sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you wanna know what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now. Just for some, oh, but just for everyone.
Next up is a hip hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Meddy signing out. Wham bam, East Band.
Ooh, I got time for one more song. Just so you know, my show also repeats every Tuesdays at 3 p.m. So if you're listening on Tuesday, the next show is actually called Talking Radical Radio. Okay, we're going to end with William Shatner. Yep, I said it. William Shatner was one of the guests at Fan Expo this year. So we're going to play Major Tom. All right, DJ Meddy signing out. Nanu, nanu, live long and prosper.
Minus 1 minute 35 seconds and counting.
This is Houston, over.
Roger, go ahead, Houston.
11, this is Houston. You are go for LOI, over.
Roger, go for LOI.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1-0, ignition, liftoff,
yes, liftoff, air 4, ignition, T-minus 1 minute. Liquid hydrogen tank is at flight pressure.
Standing there alone. The ship is waiting. All systems are go.
Are you sure?
Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain. Nothing left to chance. all is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink, jokes Major Tom. The count goes on. Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling home. Second stage is cut. We're now in orbit. Stabilizers up. Running perfect. Starting to collect requested data. What will it affect when all is done? Thinks Major Tom. Back at ground control. There's a problem. Go to rockets full. Not responding. Hello, Major Tom. Are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on. We're standing by. There's no reply. Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling. Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling home. Across the stratosphere, a final message. Give my wife my love, then nothing more. Far beneath the ship, the world is mourning. They don't realize he's alive. No one understands, but Nature Tom sees now that life commands. This is my home. I'm coming home. Below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling. Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling. Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless. Calling, calling home.
Standing by for your TED.